And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crappin' fist.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past. Crap from the past. Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty, shake your groove thing, shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
KFAI.
But is there a problem? You people have no sense of humor. For those of you who couldn't get enough Star Wars last week, Miko, ladies and gentlemen. Crap from the Past originates from Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. We're also heard on great radio stations all over the world, including Gold Rush Radio 91.1 FM and 1440 AM Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand, Radio Free Phoenix, USA The World, online at radiophreephoenix.com, The Point 99.1 FM and AM 1630, KQCX Queen Creek, Arizona, Winnie Radio at winnieradio.com, and the Shanda Radio Network all over Arizona, including AM 1620, KFHX Fountain Hills, 106.7 FM, KSKR Scottsdale, and Daisy Mountain Radio, AM 1650, KDZX Anthem. Ron and Gene, who do the show before me here on KFAI, really didn't care much for last week's Star Wars performance, so I thought I would just begin the show while they were still in the house and just irritate them to no end. Let's grind the gears, shall we? Back in 1980, Rockpile was a supergroup. Dave Edmonds, Nick Lowe, Billy Bremner, and... I gotta cheat. It's four guys in the band, and I can't remember who the fourth one is. Oh, Terry Williams, who played drums. Good stuff. And they released... well, I guess it's considered a rockabilly album. It's really darn good stuff. And they tacked on a nice little EP onto the CD when they released it, which is a cover of four Everly Brothers tracks. Great stuff. From the album Seconds of Pleasure, this is Rock Pile, and Play That Fast Thing One More Time on Crap from the Past.
Something real.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Turn that noise down.
On Crap from the Past.
Days when all pop records sounded like that. That wasn't a hit. That was Connie and Rock Me. Yeah. There's really not a lot to that. It's all kind of just, it's all production. And the production worse than about 2 minutes into that. And we're only halfway through because this is the 12-inch. Connie and Rock Me from 1986 on Crap from the Past. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Thanks for tuning in. If you're tuning in on the World Wide Web, you can listen to any old Crap from the Past show. Literally, any old Crap from the Past show going all the way back to when the show started in 1992. They're all available for streaming. You can hear whatever you want, whenever you want. 13. Well, coming up on 14 years of Crap from the Past shows at crapfromthepast.com. Crapfromthepast.com is fantastic. Now you know. And now, a solo record from the former lead singer of Wet Willie. Mm-hmm. Yes, that very guy. Jimmy Hall is his name, and this is as close as he got to a hit. You might remember I'm Happy That Love Has Found You from 1980, or you might not. Either way, Jimmy Hall on Crap from the Past.
Try a little harder. thinking there was love in your heart. I could stay forever with you, right here where we started. Hey girl, in the silent heaven that I found here in your arms. Hey baby,
Monster Gerber.
In fact, he did a pretty good job for a guy who stands about 5'7" and weighs maybe 140 pounds.
On Crap from the Past.
You could be happy.
That's a pretty good single. Although you wouldn't have known it at the time, that was Julian Lennon, the same guy who did Valot and Too Late for Goodbyes and Stick Around, which I really like. He rocks it up, trying to sound a little bit like David Bowie on Now You're in Heaven, which I think was the first single from his last album. Around 1989 is when I'd pin that down. That must have been a big hit overseas, like Australia, because it turned up on an Australian compilation. Virtually unknown here in the States. And I'm not sure if it was a British hit or not. But a pretty good single. And many years later, that sounds pretty darn good. Julian Lennon and some fine stuff. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, sitting here with Super Listener Tom. Phones have been awful quiet because I scared everybody off from the Star Wars thing last week. Or maybe everybody's at the Star Wars movie. Either way, 612-341-0980 if there's something you'd like to hear tonight. I'm Super Listener Tom's thumbing through the giant-sized library and picking things out, and I'm playing stuff he'd want to hear. Like, for example, this song. The little 45 edit of Run, Runaway by Slade. Good size hit from 1984. As heard only here, Uncut from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
Carla, here's your long-distance dedication.
On Crap from the Past.
Oh.
From 1993 and Pink Cashmere, which was released as a single from the Hits 1 album. It's one of those extra tracks he tacked on the greatest hits that would turn out to be a pretty good song. For some reason, I always associate that particular song with Shaking the Tree by Peter Gabriel. Both way entirely too long on the album, both had nice little single edits that are pretty hard to find nowadays. But 1993, Prince, Little Purple Man from Minneapolis, God bless him, and Pink Cashmere. Crap from the Past originates from Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. We're also heard on great radio stations all over the world, including Cold Rush Radio 91.1 FM and 1440 AM Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Yes, we're heard in New Zealand. Radio Free Phoenix, USA, the world, online at radiofreephoenix.com. And The Point, 99.1 FM and AM 1630, KQCX, Queen Creek, Arizona. Winnie Radio at winnieradio.com. And finally, the Shanda Radio Network all over Arizona, including AM 1620, KFHX Fountain Hills, 106.7 FM, KSKR Scottsdale, and Daisy Mountain Radio, AM 1650, KDZX Anthem. Welcome, each and every one of you. I'm pleased as punch to be on all your stations. Most of you are out in Phoenix. I really miss Arizona. I was out in Tucson for 3 or 4 years going to grad school out there, and I just miss the desert. That and the fact that it's been raining for 2 weeks straight here in Minneapolis, and we kind of miss the sun. Yeah, goodness. Ah, yes. let's see. We'd have to pair up. That's Giorgio Moroder and the lead singer of the Human League. For one oddball little single from the movie Electric Dreams, super listener Tom picked this one out from the Giant Size Collection from 1984. This is Together in Electric Dreams from Phil Oakey and Giorgio Moroder on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
You know, when the gods of ancient Greece felt like putting on the feed bag, they'd go out for a big helping of ambrosia, the nectar of the gods.
On Crap from the Past.
Former lead singer of the Georgia Satellites. That's the Keep Your Hands to Yourself people. And first single off his first solo record, Love Songs for the Hearing Impaired. I love that title to death. And the song called I Love You, Period, from 1992. I like it. Now, the God-Awful Medley of the Week. You thought you could escape by not hearing the God-Awful Medley of the Week. the history behind this. In 1981, the Stars on 45 took over the world with their Beatles imitation medley. And for the next 18 months, you couldn't escape the stupid medleys with the Hooked on Classics and the Beatles movie medley and the Beach Boys medley and so on and so forth and things of this nature. Well, as often as I can here on Cart from the Past, we try and do a different god-awful medley, and they just keep coming. This one came out in 1981, according to what my little cheat sheet here. This was a teeny-weeny little British hit, kind of a failure in England, and actually turned out to be a bigger hit here in the U.S. due to extensive play on the Dr. Demento show. This is Ivor Biggin and Bras on 45 on Crap from the Past.
A week ago, last Tuesday, I was doing the Wigan Hustle on the Palais Glide. I met a girl in pink suspenders, and her buzzwams were stupendous, like two bald-headed men sitting side by side. She wore a bra size 45, and she could jump and jive. And when she stopped dancing, bits of her kept wobbling about. She said, "You drive me crazy, burn some rubber on me, baby." She grabbed my little whistle, and she began to shout, "Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me, je t'adore, ich liebe dick, hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick, I'm 6 feet tall and 5 feet thick, hit me, hit me, hit me."
Brassas 45, Brassas 45.
I couldn't do nothing but stand and stare, she gave me a hug like a grizzly bear. I couldn't see much, I thought I was dead, I had boobs upside my head.
Upside my head,
roots
upside my head.
Oh, what a function head. Enough for me, my brother and dad. A chest of drawers, no doubt. One with the top drawer half pulled out. Oh, what a front she got. Believe me, son, she got the lot right before my eyes. And she was plus size 45.
Excuse me, what do I do now?
Man, be cool. Gotta get down and have a rap.
I beg your pardon. I'll do a talking bit instead.
She was the big economy size. Her buzzwams were gigantic, like two fat little boys wrestling under a blanket. The flickering strobes lit up the globes that thrust from her pullover. I think her name was June, cause she was busting out all over. She said, "Can you feel the force? Do you wanna take one step beyond?" I said, "Goodness gracious, great balls of fire, there's a whole lot of shaking going on." She said, "Knock on wood, I'll blame it on the boogie. Now what do you think about that?" I said, "Oh, heck, it must be jelly, cause jam don't shake like that." Not so much of the night fever, more like a belt with a tire lever. She was not at all pendulous, in fact she was tremendulous.
Bra size 45, bra size 45, bra size 45, bra size 45.
She wore a bra size 45, and when they played I Will Survive, she went crackers, and her animal desires became much keener. She said, "John, I'm only dancing, but I'd rather be romancing." She had me inside out and upside down in the back of my Cortina. Hit me with your rhythm stick.
I'm there in my car, the windows all stained up, my thrown over trim. She let it all hang out in bras. I'm there in my car, I thought this is it. An instant replay, my foot out the window in bras.
Hurrah, 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 hey. Over the hills and now I'm on my way.
I got out my tent pole and chewed her.
Hurrah, 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 hey. Over the hills and now I'm on my way.
Come on, let's do the Bristol stump.
She wore a bra size 45. I thought I never would revive when I tackled that young lady with the bounciest of blouses. But she left me for a geezer who had much more chance to please her with his own master blaster and a pair of baggy trousers. Oh, what fun they had.
Bra size 45, bra size 45, bra size 45, bra size 45.
And that's why, and that's why, and that's why, and that's why I'm
wanker, I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
The answer to all the questions in the universe is the number 42.
On Crap from the Past.
Imagine with, if you will, me at the age of, I would have been around 20 when that came out. I had just gotten my first CD player, and my very first CD ever was World Machine by Level 42. And I think I had 9 CDs before I actually got the first player. And it was a Magnavox 472, I think. It was one of the really good Magnavoxes that were made in Belgium at the time. So it was good stuff. And I remember padding out the collection, slowly growing into the gigantic, enormous colossus that it is today. But the Level 42 was right there from the start. World Machine was the album with the big hit from 1985 with Something About You. And then Running in the Family came out in 1987. Also, big hit Lessons in Love, and some other good stuff. That's a really well-written album. So, expectations were high, very high for me personally, when the Staring at the Sun album came out from Level 42 in 1988. And I rushed out to get it, I played it to death, and radio ignored it. And the CD purchasing public ignored it. Everybody ignored it except me. I thought what you just heard there was the first single from it called Heaven in My Hands, and it didn't do much, unfortunately. I thought, that's a perfect little pop song. It chugs along. It's catchy. It's really well produced. Nothing. And really, that was the beginning of the end for Level 42, because they put out Level Best, Greatest Hits, right after that in 1989. And we all know, once you put out the greatest hits, you're pretty much done for. That's the unwritten law here in the pop world. Level 42, still got a soft spot for them. They've aged well. There we go. I've said so much. Now, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from our teeny tiny studios here at KFAI in Minneapolis. Super listener Tom is manning the phones, doing a superb job tonight at fending off your requests at 612-341-0980. Tonight, actually, the weather's pretty nice outside, and that would explain why the phones are so light. Because nobody's listening. And because nobody's listening, I'm going to play a song you've never heard before by Nana Cherry. Nana Cherry hit big in 1989 with Buffalo Stance, and later with Kisses on the Wind. And then what happened? Well, she kind of freaked out and took some time off for a while. Released another album 3 years later in 1992 called Homebrew, and this was the first single from that. This is a good record. This is Buddy X from Nana Cherry on Crap from the Past.
Feel the noise
on Crap from the Past.
Everyone hides one desire. Out.
Go West from 1985, and we close our eyes. You know, I kind of like the Go West stuff. It's aged well, except for Faithful. That song was never any good. Not a big fan of Faithful. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and you're listening to Crap from the Past, and we originate from Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. We're also heard on great radio stations all over the world, including Gold Rush Radio 91.1 FM and 1440 AM Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Yes, we're heard in New Zealand. Radio Free Phoenix, USA the World, online at radiofreephoenix.com. The Point 99.1 FM and AM 1630, KQCX Queen Creek, Arizona. Winnie Radio at winnieradio.com, and the Shanda Radio Network all over Arizona, including AM 1620, KFHX Fountain Hills, 106.7 FM KSKR Scottsdale, and Daisy Mountain Radio AM 1650, KDZX Anthem. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and if you've never tuned into Crap from the Past before, it's pretty much, this is how it goes. I play a bunch of songs you may or may not have ever heard. We talk about them a little bit, and I am unfettered by corporate playlists and corporate parents, and it's just me sitting here with a gigantic pile of music playing whatever I want, and occasionally whatever you want. If you call it 612-341-0980, Super Listener Tom is here listening or manning the phones, and that's what we do. It's all about the crap. And now, also from 1985, oh, I have to giggle when I play this. This is Doug E. Fresh and the Get Fresh crew and the show, 1985, on Crap from the Past.
Yes!
Have you ever seen a show with fellas on the mic with one-minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite.
They never write.
That's not polite. Am I lying?
No, you're quite right.
Well, tonight, on this very mic, you're about to hear,
we swear, the best star rappers of the year.
So,
cheerio,
yell,
scream bravo. Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
I said, hold on, there's been a mistake. Honey, my name's Slick Rick, not Frosty Flakes.
Oh, golly, why?
She was raised in hell. She said, oh, my name is Maggie, but call me Michelle. Michelle, my bell, Sunday monkey, punching on some. Slick Rick, and I'm rocking that house, you know what I'm saying? And when I'm on the mic, there won't be no delaying. Must a move, we show and prove. Hey, yo, Doug, do that record jam on the groove.
Monster Gerber.
We all know that crap is king.
On Crap from the Past.
My life, the look in your eyes took me by surprise. It's you.
Pretty Poison. That's right, Pretty Poison. You'd think they would have had a longer career, but no. One song, actually, they had a fairly substantial career for a dance band. They released a single in 1983 called Nightlife. And then recorded another song 5 years down the road called Catch Me, I'm Falling, which did fairly nicely because it was included in the movie Hiding Out. And then they re-released Nightlife, which saw its second wind again. And then Pretty Poison was gone. Catch Me, I'm Falling there from 1987. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, originating from KFAI here in Minneapolis. Tonight, I'm just playing whatever falls in front of me. And what do you know? Listen for Joe Walsh playing the guitar on Thunder Island from Jay Ferguson. This was a big hit in early 1978. And I like this song a lot. Guilty Free. That's how we like it here on Crap from the Past.
Gerber.
I'm sure you recognize from our broadcasts the evil forces that have produced the trouble in our world.
On Crap from the Past.
Yeah.
That's the way to end a song. White Town. White Town was actually one guy. It's Jyoti Mishra, and I was never able to fully pronounce his name. Your Woman was actually a big hit in 1997 and sounded like a giant throwback when it came out. And to think that the song is 8 years old now, it's even more of a throwback. And has remarkably aged better than most of the other crap that came out in 1997, right alongside it on the radio at the time. Nice. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past here on KFAI. Interesting thing about the guy in White Town. He used to be in a band called Wiz for Adams. And I played a song by Wiz for Adams a long time ago. And I was contacted by one of the other guys in the band, Wiz for Adams, basically sent me an email saying, "Can't believe you played my song. If you think that's crap, turn it over and play the B-side." Now I have to go digging for the Wiz for Adams 12-inch because I haven't seen the thing in years. It's buried in my basement somewhere. So I went poking around on the web for anything related to Wiz for Adams. Apparently it was a children's book from the 50s, which I think that's pretty cool. They named their band after a kid's book. And I bought the 12-inch for like a dime because it had cool cover art, and I thought, Wiz for Adams, I'm all over that. I remember thinking as I played it, this song's not so good. And now, what do you know? The guy from White Town is in the band, and the guy who wrote the song, in touch with me. I'm going to post his email on the crapfromthepast.com website when I get around to it, because it's a lot of work updating that thing, because it's a lot of work. And now we'll grind the gears entirely. Susie Quattro and Devil Gate Drive on Crap from the Past.
Hey, y'all wanna go down to Devil Gate Drive?
Yeah!
Welcome to the dive.
Yeah.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Get out of my dreams and into my car.
On Crap from the Past.
I don't know anything about that song. It just turns up on one of my disco collections, and I thought that sounded pretty good. My Claim to Fame by James Wells, and that I'd date that around 1979, if I had to guess. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. You've survived another thrilling installment of Crap from the Past, originating from Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at kfai.org and crapfromthepast.com. And if you're listening tonight and driving around like Jane the Cabbie, we love you. God bless. We're also heard on great radio stations all over the world, including Gold Rush Radio, 91.1 FM and 1440 AM, Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Yep, we're heard in New Zealand. Radio Free Phoenix, USA, the world, online at radiofreephoenix.com. The Point, 99.1 FM and AM 1630, KQCX, Queen Creek, Arizona. Winnie Radio at winnieradio.com. And the Shanda Radio Network all over Arizona, including AM 1620, KFHX, Fountain Hills, 106.7 FM, KSKR, Scottsdale, and Daisy Mountain Radio, AM 1650, KDZX, Anthem. If you want to find out how you can be an affiliate, or a radio station you work at can be an affiliate, send me some email at crapfromthepast.com. There's details on the crapfromthepast.com website. One song left, and it's a completely forgettable record in the spirit of tonight's show. Look, nothing Star Wars related at all. Elvis Costello's first album. There's a rumor that his backing band was a band named Clover. That's not entirely true. I think two members of Clover appeared on particular songs. And Clover is notable because, first, because it was produced by Mutt Lange, so it's got a pretty good sound to it. Second, because it included a band member named Huey Lewis, who went under his real name, Hugh Craig, at the time, as well as Alex Call, who would later write Perfect World, I think, for Nuts. I can't remember. Alex Call contributed some songs to the Huey Lewis band stuff, and I can't remember which ones. But Clover released two albums on Mercury Records in the late 70s, produced fairly well, although you can't remember any of the songs. And I'm going to play you an actual 45 from Clover. This is a song called Take Another Look, and as soon as it's done, it will have evaporated from your mind. And this will explain why the two Clover albums have never appeared on CD. 1977, it's Clover, Take Another Look. That does it for me. I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Hey baby, don't you go away. No, I'm just learning what love is, so please stay.
Can't you see?
Yeah,
you misunderstood. I'm just living my life the way I think I should. Take another look.